Ahoy hoy, back again. This will be the last one of the evening, I think. It's yet another poem called The Skip by James Fenton. I do rather like this one. I took my life and threw it on the skip, reckoning the next door neighbours wouldn't mind if my life hitched a lift to the council tip with their dry rot and rubble. What you find with skips is the whole community joins in. Old mattresses appear, doors kind of drift along with all that stuff that won't fit in the bin, and what the bin men can't be fished to shift. I threw away my life, and there it lay, and grew quite sodden. What a dreadful shame, clucked some old bag and sucked her teeth. The way the young these days, no values, me, I blame. But I blamed no one. Quality control had loused it up, and that was that, Nuff said. I couldn't stick at home. I took a stroll and passed the skip, and left my life for dead. Without my life, the beer was just as foul, the landlord still as filthy as his wife. The chicken in the basket was an owl, and no one said, "Ee, Jim, lad, where's the knife?" Well, I got back that night the worse for wear, but still just capable of single vision. In the skip, my life, it wasn't there. Some bugger had nicked it, without my permission. Okay, so I got angry and began to shout and woke the street. Okay, okay, and I was sick all down the neighbour's van, and I disgraced myself on the parquet. And then, you know how, if you've had a few, you'll wake at dawn, all healthy, like sea breezes, raring to go, and thinking, clever you, you've got away with it, and then, oh Jesus, it hits you. Well, that morning, just at six, I woke, got up, and looked down at the skip. There lay my life, still sodden, on the bricks. There lay my poor old life, arse over tip. Was it mine? Still dressed, I went downstairs and took a long, cool look. The truth was dawning. Someone had just exchanged my life for theirs. Poor fool, I thought. I should have left a warning. Some bastard saw my life and thought it nicer than what he had. Yet what he'd had seemed fine. He'd never caught his fingers in the slicer the way I'd managed in that life of mine. His life lay glistening in the rain, neglected, yet still a decent, an authentic life. Some people I can think of, I reflected, would take that thing as soon as you'd say knife. It seemed a shame to miss a chance like that. I brought the life in, dried it by the stove. It looked so fetching, stretched out on the mat. I tried it on. It fitted like a glove. And now, when some local bat drops off the twig, and new folk take the house and pull up floors and knock down walls and hire some kind of big container, say a skip, for their old doors, I'll watch it like a hawk. And every day I'll make at least, oh, half a dozen trips. I furnished an existence in this way. You'd not believe the things you'd find on skips.